The Royal Flying Doctor Service and CWA have worked together for more than 9 decades. Couldn't believe it when I read that. Anyway, you would imagine over that time, there's been some great stories, some great yarns. So they've come together to do a fundraiser with a book all about some of those great yarns from over the years. And Lana Mitchell is with us to talk more about that. Lana, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, as I said, a lot of stories must have come out over the years. When did this project decide to sort of be taken on?
It actually occurred about 2 or 3 years ago. The Royal Flying Doctor Service was celebrating our 90th year, and we were talking about what could we do moving ahead towards our 100th year. And we'd been working with the Country Women's Association for so long, and we said, look, we should do more together. It's two organisations that really embrace regional, rural, remote Australia. And what better way than to start collecting stories and yarns and prose? So we put out a call, and we were amazed by the quantity and the quality of the submissions received. But there was an ongoing drought, as we all know, and the CWA said, look, you know, we don't actually have the headspace for this at this time. Could we just put this on hold? So we put it on hold in the end for 2 years. And when we got through to the beginning of this year, myself and the president of the CWA were chatting, and she said, look, if there's ever been a year that needs a book like this, yes, it's 2020. So we put out another call. We ended up with over 85 submissions. Amazing contributions, stories from every state and territory of Australia, some contemporary stories, but also a lot of very historical stories. And yeah, all of them are sort of around this point of, you know, truth, good or bad incidents, of where you just say, oh my gosh, how could that have happened?
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about this book, which is now on press. It's actually available for pre-order through Booktopia. And it's just a joy. I've had many people help me in bringing it to press, and all of the people that have read it so far have said it's made them laugh out loud, it's made them shed a tear. I have a couple of stories here that are Victorian-based.
Yeah.
Would you like to... Yeah. I'll just give you a few snippets.
Yeah, I was going to say, particularly Central Victoria, obviously where we broadcast to, I believe there's... It's fair to say that the Royal Flying Doctor Service may never have existed if it wasn't for a Central Victorian.
Well, we have a story from Selwyn Hall, who says, and I'm not going to read the story itself. Most of our submissions are just one page or maybe two. But the essence of the story is that Selwyn Hall's grandfather had apparently been, it says John Flynn is the founder of the Royal Flying Doctor Service.
Yep.
He started it in 1928. So John Flynn was leaving Beach Forest for another posting, and he was attempting to cross the flooded Eyre River on horseback, and he got into considerable difficulties. And Selwyn Hall's grandfather, Charles Edward Hall, who was a very good horseman, went into the river and returned John Flynn safely to the riverbank before he drowned, and then helped him cross the river safely. And Selwyn comments, fascinating story, I guess one could say that if it hadn't been for my grandfather getting him safely across that flooded river, maybe the RFDS wouldn't be here today.
Wow.
So that's one yarn. We've got some lovely contributions from the CWA. A lovely Mrs. Pat Punch has written in about the Royal Melbourne Show and the scones team that exists, and she's even shared her scones recipe, which is wonderful.
Yes.
And Traugan from Pam Landy, she tells a wonderful story about how she's been serving the Country Women's Association for, let me see, I think it's more than 5 decades she's been with them and is still a member.
Wow.
And gives her stories about how she's used the Royal Flying Doctor Service. And those are just a few snippets, but I think if you wanted to find a book that has stories as varied as a budgie plague in South Australia, a runway on fire in Queensland, a life-saving mission up in the west, in the Pilbara in Western Australia, it's just, this book is packed full of just all sorts of amazing amazing anecdotes and stories.
I think one of the great things about it is that it's not just for people of an age who might remember some of that stuff. It's a great insight into a little bit of our Australian history as well for people who are younger as well. It's and perhaps most importantly, Lana, knowing the CWA in particular with their food, there's a great recipe for apple cake in there as well. That's got to be good.
There is. But, you know, the other thing I'll just comment on is that this book has got that wry sense of humour that Aussies are so famous for.
Yeah.
And so even though many of the things that are discussed in the book are quite significant, quite, you know, dire circumstances, they're stated with a real twinkle in the eye, which, you know, doesn't make them... That makes them quite palatable.
Yeah. Terrific. Hey, listen, sounds fantastic. So Booktopia, people can order it through, yes?
That's right. Darna Goodyarn.
All right.
Place your orders now. And you'll be, all of the funds go between the Country Women's Association and the Royal Flying Doctor Service.
Fantastic. Hey, listen, Lana, great to chat, and thank you very much for that.
Thank you so much.
All the best. Lana Mitchell joining us. That sounds like a ripping book, I reckon. Well worth checking out, that's for sure. It's Gold Central Victoria, the wake-up call, 23 past 7.